360 Today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, Bob, we sort of had better weather this week, but how did the cattle markets look?
You know, talking about weather, we did get some, I had a lot of calls from people. We did get a lot of people's ponds got filled up, but still got some pockets of area that didn't get any rain. Carnegie area, Snyder over in there, they got some rain, but not like we did, you know, in general, where we got some good pond filling. Market, Casey, I mean, in a May market, this is still a good market. We're selling, you know, we're still selling 8-9 weight cattle that none of us thought we'd have. We're selling them at a good figure. Our runs aren't extreme, but the percentage of the runs are kind of are from 8 to 9 weight steers, which, you know, we didn't think we had any of them. The cattle have done good on wheat. Market steady. The fat market, you know, we're in a chess game there. Who's going to win out? Whether it's going to be the packer, the feeder, who knows? But the determining factor is going to be, we got to sell the meat. We got to continue to sell the meat, and that goes back to the consumer. We can play pawns and chess and checkers all day with the packer and the feeder, but when it all comes down to the bottom end, it's going to be the consumer that dictates which way we go in this market. And right now, we're still moving beet. We're moving it. We're not moving it as the prime or the high end cuts as quick as we were, but it's a different time of year.
What happens? Like, what advice do you have for producers when we do like actually reach the top, and we may have, but what happens when everything starts going down?
Well, I mean, right now there's no reason for anybody to let any of this market get away from us. I mean, we grew up in an era where the commodities and the futures market was also the devil. Well, it's not the devil if you use it in the right way. It was called the casino, the gambling. And yes, it is all the above, if not used correctly. But they've also, the government's allowed us now, this with this LRP, they can control that and just go in and buy insurance. I mean, we're everywhere in our industry or in society, you got to have insurance on everything, on your car, on your house, on everything. And the bank won't even let you out of the, when you sign your notes, won't even let you out of the building unless you got insurance. So we have that same protection today. Now, whether you pick the top or not, cover your margin and go fishing. I mean, it's that simple. If your margin's there, cover it and go fishing. That's just kind of way I look at it.
What do you think we're going to see next week? Pretty much the same?
Yeah, I think our runs in Oklahoma City will be a little bit bigger. I think, you know, it just people, this wheat's running out. I mean, yeah, it's green. We still got some wheat up, but whenever you drive out through there and you got a 900-pound steer grazing on stubble, it takes a lot of stubble to maintain him, and he'll start backing up. And part of it's been, I've got one customer that's put off coming for 2 weeks now because he can't get him out. He's in a pocket where he's got 2 to 3 inches of rain every week. So that's hindered some of it. But I think the next couple of weeks we'll see our runs a little bit bigger.
All right, Bob, what if folks want to visit with you about the markets? How do they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gates, Clay LeBay, Kelly Allsbrook, or Greg or myself. Give us a call.